We're doing here in the Gemara on page 12b, okay, in the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara, Rav Tuvi Berei de Rav Nechemya. Rav Tuvi, the son of Rav Nechemya. Havalei Garbo de Chamro de Truma. A Garbo de Chamro means a barrel of wine, a kad yayin. A barrel of wine of Truma. And this was sitting in his garage or in his living room, wherever he was. And he never gave it to the Kohen. It belongs to the Kohen. So also, Lekami de Rabbi Yosef. So he came before Rabbi Yosef. Omar Lei, so Rav Tuvi says to Rabbi Yosef, Mahu, what is the din? Le'am tuye la Kohen ha'itna. Can I give it to the Kohen now? Can I bring the Truma to the Kohen? Amalei. So he says to him, Hochi Omar. Hochi Omar. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So said Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha ki Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yosi that we learned before. In the Brice, and Rabbi Yosi is the one that said that according to Beis Hillel, you can lead even Truma you can bring. Even though you could have done it before Yantem, you're allowed to do that. And therefore, go ahead, bring the Truma. That's the halacha. Okay. The Gemara tells another story now. Ushpuzichne, the host of the Rava Bar Rav Chonon. He hosted Rava, the son of Rav Chonon. Havalei asuraiso dechar delo. He had bundles of mustard. The mustard was still in their holders, and the mustard seed is inside of the holders. What do they call the sharvitin in the way they grow? Amar Lei, so he asked, the host asked Rava Bar Rav Chonon, who's a Rav, a rabbi, a sage. He said, Mau lifruchi, are you allowed to take out by squeezing with your hand the seed of the mustard from the holders in which they were laying it? So he says, he wanted to get the mustard seed, so he wanted to know if he's allowed to get the holders, the sharvitim, and extract the mustard seed. Umeichel minayu biyomtev, and to eat it on yomtev. What was the question? Look, Rashi. Ma'u lefaruchi hasharvitim, am I allowed to roll the holders of the ulahitzia zera biyomtev and to extract the seed on yomtev. Mishari biyomtev, is that permissible to do on yomtev? Kishchita ukibishul, just like you're allowed to shecht, allowed to cook because it's for the food, you can do it. Oidilmo, or perhaps no, kiv on the efshemet of yomtev, since you had a possibility of doing it from before yomtev. Loi, we're not going to allow you to do it on Yomtev. The Tuldas Dishahu, that's a prohibition because that's a derivative of threshing. Threshing, you're removing the husk from the kernel, and this is a Isser of the Torah. It's a derivative of Disha, and therefore, he says, am I allowed to do this or not? Well, if it was oichel nefesh and you had no choice, for sure you can do it. But since I could have done it yesterday, what is it? Lo habe biyodi. So Rava Bar Rav Chonon didn't know. He didn't know the answer. He didn't have handy the answer. I guess he didn't have Google. He couldn't ask. So Rabbi Google, yeah. Also lekamei the Rava. So he came before Rava. I guess this host came before Rava. Or Rava Bar Chana came before Rava. Amar Lei, so Rava told him, he quoted him, he says, Moililin Melilois Umefarchin Kitneis Biyantav. He says, the reason you're allowed to do it, you could Moilil Melilois, which is by hand, that's not the normal way of threshing. That's called the Dosh Kilachar Yadu. That's a backhanded way of doing threshing. So, therefore, if you should do the melilois, if you would roll them with your hand and take out the seed that way, that wouldn't be a melacha for Shabbos which you would be chayiv for. So, vafilu b'Shabbos lav de'araisu elo midrabonim. So even if you did it on Shabbos, it's not a Torah prohibition. It's only midrabona. Ube Yom Tov loy gozur, and on Yom Tov they did not make the decree. What are these melilos? This is not the same as the mustard seed. These are talking about, Rashi says, shalchitim. These are wheat, the wheat, and you're getting off the husks from them and the outside, and you're separating it. He does it with his hands and removes them when they're soft, so he can do it with his hands. And that's per on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, it's not a Torah prohibition, but on Yom Tov, even though you could have done it from before Yom Tov, the rabbis allowed you. The same thing is, Umefarchim kitniyos b'Yom Tov. Mefarchim is also to take apart these kitniyos, those are the legumes. So now that's also a form of threshing the legumes. You can do that on Yom Tov because it's kilachar yad. It's not the usual way. Even on Shabbos, it's not min haTorah. Only min haRabbanan. On Yom Tov, there's no gezeiros. Okay. The Gemara asked the kasha, Eis ve'Abaye. So Abaye asked a question from another braisa. It says, "Hamoylel melilois me'erev Shabbos." One who was taking out by hand from before Shabbos the wheat. So it says, "Lemochor menapeach." Miyad liyad v'oichel. So the next day, he can blow. He blows from one hand to the other hand. That way, he gets rid of the husk. So I guess when he has to still separate him. So Rashi says, "Gabe Shabbos garsinon miyad liyad." He does it from hand to hand, and can eat. It's even on Shabbos. He split it before Shabbos, but on Shabbos he can blow it from one hand to the other hand and get rid of the shell of the husk. And that is...
Wouldn't that be an Isur Nireisa for Shabbos?
That would be if it wasn't done in the way of Kelachar Yad. Rashi says, Miyad liyad is Shaloi Kedera Choyl. That's not in the weekday. I guess that the issue over here is not threshing. Over here, maybe the issue is Boider, to sorting out. I'm not sure what happens after the... after he is Moilil, what happens with the piece, but apparently it's mixed in with the peel, with the psoilus, and by blowing it from one hand to the other hand, it's allowed. Let's see weiter. Avaloi b'konein. A konein is, Rashi says, what's a konein? Kelihu, it's a kind of a vessel, which Roshay Echod Rochov, the one side is wide. I guess you put in the whole thing. Vasheni Osu Kein Marzev Kotzer, the other one is made like a narrow pipe. V'noisnim ha-kitni is b'toich ha-rochev, and you give the legumes in the wide side, and it comes with all the peels on it. U'menaneya, and he shakes it. V'oichel mizgalgel derech ha-marzev, and the food that's more peace, that rolls by means of the pipe. V'apsoilus nishavikeli, and that remains in the vessel. In the corner, it remains the other thing. So that's a professional way of clearing the legume from its peels around it. You can't do that. And also below the tamchui. And not in a tamchui, which means a kaira gedoila, in a large plate. I guess that's also maybe the usual weight. Put it in a large plate, and then you separate it in there, I guess. And then it says further in the Braisa, Hamoyla melilis me'ele merev yomtev. But if you did it from before yomtev, so lemachar menafeach al yad, voichal. Menafeach means it blows, not, this is not the changed way, but al yad here means a little bit. He blows a little bit and can eat. He can do a little bit at a time. Al yad, zokt Rashi ma'at ma'at. It means a little bit. It's not in a changed way. Do it a little bit. And he can do it afilu b'konri v'afilu b'tamchi. As long as he does a little bit, he can use the tool, the usual vessel, and even b'tamchi. Avo?
I thought tamchu is a super kitchen.
That's also, in this case, a tamchu means a big plate, Rashi touched before. I guess because they serve there with plates, they call it a tamchu over there, because it's, so that's why I probably would have got the name. Avalei tablo, but you can't do it in a tablo that's a big, on a tray. Hulu. Why can't you do it? Because the mechzi, I mean, he's still doing the same little bit at a time, because that appears kimanda ovid letzedach mocher. This seems like he's doing it for the next day. She'ein derech lasis bekelim halolu el harbe. Because in these vessels, Rashi means tabla. Because if you're going to use a tabla, Kalim halolu, why is Rashi saying plural? Because I guess there's several kinds of tablas, you know, over there. So the Rashi says that most of the time you do, so even if you're going to do a little bit, it doesn't look right. And that's not, you do harbe. Or actually, I'm sorry, take that back. Not the tabla, not the nofa. This includes the other ones. The tabla is the tray. The nofa is a sift. Kavod is another kind, a thinner, a different kind of sift. That's the end of the braisa. Okay. So over here, basically, you see in the braisa that when did you do the sifting? You did it from before yomtiv. And then he allows you to blow it or to use the tool for yomtiv. But why does it say only Merev Yomtev? Merev Yomtev Ein. So the question is only Erev Yomtev. It says Merev Yomtev In. Merev Yomtev In. Hamoyla Merev Yomtev Katani. Melech Katani Hamoyla B'Yomtev. It says he was doing the Melila from before Yomtev and not that he's doing a Yomtev. But on Yomtev law, you're not allowed to. And the Gemara says, no. I feel the tame of Yom Tov. It's not excluding Yontef. Don't learn not Yontef, because it includes also Yontef. So why does he say Erev Yontef? I did it on the Reisha. Erev Shabbos. Since it says in the Reisha for Erev Shabbos, Tani Sefer Nami, Erev Yontef. That's why it says in the Sefer also Erev Yontef, just to be the same. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it at all. But on Yontef, you can do Melila. This you can do it even on Yontef. Like he told him, he brought him the other Amalei, he told him, Melim Melilas, Mepharchim Kitnes B'Yontef. So, that's a Braisa too, that he quoted him. But he asked him that it's a contradiction. So he says not a contradiction, even though it says he does Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontef, but it's not to exclude Yontef. It's just because of Shabbos, so he says Erev Yontef. Friday Gemara, so the Gemara says, Im Kain, so that means, since you're allowed to do it on Yontef, so that means, when are you mechuyev to give truma once it becomes into the it turns into a grain. It only turns into a grain after you clear it off from the rest of the junk around it, after the thing that it grows around it. So if we're allowed to take off some of the husks, some of the psoilus on Yontev, so what is the first opportunity that that became obligated in Truma? On Yontev. So we find an obligation of Truma. The whole time we were saying in the Mishnah, Truma cannot be done on Yontev, because you know, Truma doesn't start at Yontev, it always starts before Yontev. But now we found you a way that Truma should start in Yontev, because the obligation of Truma is once you remove the husk. Let's look at Rashi. Im kein motzinu truma shezakei baharamoso. So we find a truma which you're entitled to raise on Yontef. So the question is, Im kein Rashi, Im kein the moilim beyond the moilim melilas beyontev. If we're allowed to do the melilas beyontev. So therefore we find a truma in which the person is entitled to raise it, meaning to do the separation, raising of the truma on Yontef. And Rashi explains, the stam shibolim, why does he have to wait till Yontef? So Rashi says, stam shibolim lemafrishim truma ad sheyod yasudogam. Generally, if you have these stalks of the wheat, you don't give truma until they become grain. And if you are moilel, taking away the husks and making them grain on yomtev to eat them, mashmeh mafrishmem truma korchoy. So now you have to separate the truma, because otherwise you won't be able to eat it. So we find the truma that happens now. But what did we say in the Mishnah? Utanan. In the Mishnah it said no. In the Mishnah it says, when they were arguing to the Rabbanan, they say, imamartem bitruma shenezaka baramose. They say, the reason why truma is not allowed to is because he's not allowed to raise it, hulu, but he is allowed to raise it. So now we have a very clear scenario in which the truma becomes on Yontef, so he's allowed to raise it. And the Gemara says, Loi kashya. This is not really a question. Turn the page. Horebi, Horebi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is going to bring a machloikis now between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, whether we need to give truma from the melila that we do to the grain, or maybe we don't have to give truma from that. And the Gemara says that according to the opinion of Rebbe, Rebbe says you're obligated. Rebbe says you're obligated to give truma from those grains. We'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to bring down the Braisa. You have to give truma from those melilos that you separated, and therefore, this truma, so that's why Taki, we find truma that you can, that you only can do it on Yom Tov. But the Horeb Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi, Horeb Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, La'olam Melili Melilois, La'divrakam. Really, I will tell you that the Melilois, you can do according to everybody. You asked Akasha before, because Melili Melilois, that's what you should have, Truma, it seems a... It seems that there should be a machloikis, because why do we say he says zakai baramoso? So he says udekashilon imkein motzinu truma shzakai baramoso, and the fact that you're asking me, so you find truma that you are entitled to raise it, to separate it on Yom Tov. Ain, that's true. Vadaim motzinu aliba de Rebbe de Omar yesh truma b'melilos. We find that that's not true. Umasnisin de katoni loy motzinu, and the Mishnah that says that loy motzinu, that's a basic brude de Omar in truma b'melilos. So in a chram, the Mishnah cannot go according to all opinions. It goes like Rebbe. The author of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi. But he taka holds that there is truma b'melilos, and no. So the Mishnah does not go like him. And according to Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Yehuda, so it depends, do you have to give truma from melilos or not? So when our Mishnah says that lo motzinu, we don't find, it's talking about a situation according to the opinion which says that you don't have to give truma. But according to Rabbi, we do find. The Tanya, lo dina b'raisa. Hichnis shibolin lasis mehen iso. If a person brought into his home the shibolin, these stalks, he wants to make a dough. Oichel mehem arai upotem. He can eat temporarily from them. Kozman sheleidoshon umorchon bikri, as long that he didn't thresh them, and he did not clean them up, and in the heap, leinigbara melachton letruma, their work for truma has not been finished. You still got still more work to do with this grain. And before that, you're not mechay b'truma. What about lemoydelom b'melilos?
Can you eat that?
No. What he wants to do, he's going to take out the he's going to take out the grain. He's going to grind it, and he's going to make it from them. But he's not threshing it, and he's not sorting it out. He's just taking out the grain from the individual stalks. Okay, so that's
I guess that's what whole wheat is.
But I think even whole wheat takes off some of the outside, not everything. That's the bran, or that's out on the, not sure exactly. But what about he brings them in lemelam bimlilis? He wants to do it by hand. Lemelam bimlilis trashi ichnisom laochlom mat mat alidemlilis. He brought them in to eat them, little by little, by rolling them. So Rabbi Mechayev, Rabbi says, you have to separate trauma. Can you do that? And Rashi explains, Rabbi Mechayev betruma, shelo yechol mehem arai, cannot eat temporarily, ach yafrish, until he separates the truma from them. Because when you bring it in with the stalks, that's, you finish, that's all the job you're going to do with them. Shein soifon lovoy lidei koiden achar. Because they're not going to get into a further, there's no further work with them. This is the koiden, this is the final stop. And therefore, you have to give truma from the melilas. Rabbi Yosef ruled the potter, because it says the goncha ksiv, because the pasuk says the goncha, and v'hainu meruach. That means when you wipe down, you take the heap and you get it on. This is the meruach. The ein digun elo kibuz bikri. When you say dogon, digun is when you get it in the heap, not when you bring in a few stalks in the house. That's not called the goncha, that's not digun. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So, frag the Gemara, uparchinon l'rove. But even according to Rava, parchin and l'rova, so now we're asking according to Rava. Nami. Isharis l'maylalon b'yomtev. That even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, even if you're going to allow him to mayl b'yomtev, mashkach eslei al korchach, we're still going to find there's still way, because we're talking about different scenarios over here. He said Rabbi Yosef Baruda is poiter, but even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Shazakai Baramose, that there is sometimes that he will be entitled to be raising it. Because he'll be chayiv sometimes, even though Bimelilis, he says it's potter. Bimelilis shechnisom lasis isha bidisha umiruach. If he has melilis that he brought him in to make a dough, he was going to thresh him, and he's going to be meruach them. Vinimlach aleihem lemoylilom. And then he made a change his mind that he wants to remove by hand. Ulatzni and kulon lemlilis. And hide them all from melilis. In this case, the al-korchok moidi buhu rabbi yesi the tivlon b'yem shenimlach aleihem. That they become tevel on the day that he decided. Since he decided that he's going to use them for melilis, he's chayiv. Because when he brought him in, they became a tevel that day. The kivon dichnison l'shem goyrim gomur. Since he brought him in for a full goyren, because he was going to thresh it, yordolem teiras trumas umaisris. So they already have the laws of Terumas Umaisras. Ukshanimlach lemoilalon, nasis achnosas goyra. So that is like bringing it into the goyra. So, before, if you mail biyomtev, first becomes truma. The truma already became when he decided. So, the obligation is now. So we always have a scenario that your obligation of truma becomes on yomtev. How does the Mishnah say it doesn't become yomtev? The way we answered is before. Is because by Melilas, Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're not chayiv betruma. But Rashi points out from the Gemara is asking, on Rava, but even Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yehuda will agree that if you brought him in l'chadchila to make the disa in the, and then you change your mind, you'd have to, if you're Melilas, you'd have to give truma. So why does the Mishnah say that you don't find that case? Pray the Gemara, you also find a way where you're going to be obligated today in Truma. How is it going to be? Keep going. Shechnisom shibolim lasis mem iso v'nimlach aleihem l'meilom b'yomtev. He brought him in to make shibolim and he decided to do the melila and yomtev. The tavla b'yomtev. At that day they became tavl and you have to give Truma. So what does it mean? So therefore we should be able, what does it say that there's no truma on yontif itself. Memora hansel my truma, roif truma. Doesn't mean at all there is not. But my truma, it's roif truma. Most of the truma. Most trumas don't happen this way. So when the Gemara says not zakai baramos, it means this could be exceptional cases. Ela my truma, roif truma, zok karasina. Legora maislach lememer. Hello, loy temo horabi horabisi. Doesn't go rabbi rabbi yosi that you don't have to give truma. The main rabbi and rabbi yosi betukma. You can go according to both of them. Umay truma. What does it say that is not betruma? That namas nisa in a zakai baramosay. Mishnah says he's not entitled baramosay. So the answer is bereif truma is koamar. Most trumas, the way you do it is you thresh them and you miruach them, you straighten them out, and that's done from Erev Yom Tov. Okay, I think we're going to leave it over here now. And because as you see, I didn't do it any further at all. This was from the past. And we'll continue with some next time.
Okay.
Now, hold on one second.